the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea Brachas, Berachas Yetzer HaMa'ores, Part 2. Good morning, and Shavua Tov, Or Hashem, Eschadosh, another week. Every Shabbos gives us energy for the new week, and Baruch Hashem, that's what we have. We started the bracha of Yetzer HaMa'ores last time, and now we're going to say the second half. So the first half was a simple pshat of Yetzer HaMa'ores, which is thanking Hashem for the light. And at the end of the bracha, we recognize everything we have is under constant guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh gives a koyches for everything to continue. He mentioned he makes new things. Things that seem impossible, Hashem makes. Because he's being Mashgiach over us. And we end with Or Chodosh on Tzion Toir. There should be a new light on Tzion, which the Mefarshim say is really part and parcel of the bracha, because it seems to be something different. We're talking about the daily light, and now we're asking for the new light. If we remember, in Bereshis, Hashem initially created a special light. He saw it was too holy for this world, and it was goinezit l'tzadikim. It's something that eventually will get to the high level of light. That's where, at the end of this bracha, we're saying, we're thanking Hashem for the chesed of having made light, like we were marich last time, in this world. But we know there's a higher level of light. Light represents a kill for the closeness to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the clarity. When something's dark, you can't see anything. The lighter it gets, you see more and more prosim. You see more and more clarity of what's going on. We're mitzvah to be taken to the higher level of light of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'ev v'yameinu. That's the end. Now, in the middle, there's a whole other part. All this talk about the malachim, which basically, that part of the bracha starts with, we say, Kel Bo Gadol Ziya, Hashem, His great wisdom, He set up for us Zorei Chama. We start with His Son, Mois Nasan Tzivus Uzoi, He put all the other celestial bodies, the other stars, constellations in the sky. Pinois Tzivokov Kedoshim Reim Meishakai. Then we're going to high levels. Pinos are the Choshuva creations that are serving him, are always saying the Kvoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're opening ourselves up to a deeper light, not just the Or that we see with our eyes, but the Or, the light that is the spiritual light that's emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a whole world, like we're saying, we have our planet, but above our planet, we have the sky, we have the stars and the constellations, which is massive. The world seems to be nothing compared to them. And all that is nothing compared to the ones that we don't see, the different olamas of the malachim that are one level on top of another level, higher and higher level of Kedusha till they get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's basically what we're saying. We recognize that this physical world is not the end. That's not what the whole reality. It's only a speck of the reality. There's so much greater things out there. And all those stars that we see is just a way for us to imagine, as you go up, things get bigger and bigger, so you can imagine how great and great they get above the stars. It gives a different perspective of life. And this is an important thing. When we're thanking Hashem, reminding ourselves of the physical creation, and we took it to this level of thanking for the Or, now we're saying we appreciate and we realize there's something much deeper going on inside of it. It's the Olam of the Malachim, from the Daga to Daga to Daga, bringing down the Shefa, bringing down the good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. That's point number one. And we're expressing a deeper recognition of these Malachim. There's an interesting thing I'll just point out, that Rav Shimshon Pinkus points out in one of his farm. The Malachim that are mentioned here are Yifanim v'chayis HaKodesh. And they, the Rash Godel Misnasim, they bring themselves up to a high level, to the Serafim. So he says that Oifanim means wheels. And Chayes HaKodesh means holy animals, holy creatures. So Kamavan, they're not wheels and they're not creatures. They're malochim, spiritual entities. He says that the Tanakh and Chazal, Dafka picked these terms because people mistakenly thought that these powerful celestial spiritual forces in the world, maybe I should turn to them directly for them to help me. And that we're stressing when we're saying it. Ofanim is a wheel. When a person is driving a car, even though the wheels are the things that are getting him to move, but the wheels are not controlling him. He's controlling the wheels. And same thing with the Chaya. All of wildlife is programmed by Kodesh Boko. They don't have Bechira. They have a certain tafkid, a certain position and goal in life, and they do what they have to do in their life. That's the same thing with Malachim. The Malachim, in one way, they're much purer than us. They see with greater clarity the greatness of Hashem. And Mitzad Hasheni, they're less than us. Because the Sacha Kol, they're just Shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have anything intrinsic in them. They can't change anything by themselves for the good or for the bad. They're carrying out what they are guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ofanim v'chayis HaKodesh. Like we're saying, they're the wheels, HaChayis HaKodesh. They're not independent entities. Therefore, when we spell only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to any other spiritual koach in the world. What are they saying? What are the phrases they're saying? They're saying, Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzivokos. The greatest and deepest recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to recognize that He is so much greater and more Kodosh removed from the physical world than we could even imagine. Sometimes people mistakenly, they madam HaKadosh Baruch Hu like being their friend, and they treat Him in the same respect. If He's good to them, they're good to Him, and if they think He's not good to them, they distance themselves from Him. They have tainas, why doing this, why doing that. They think that they can understand the Das Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't realize that the Seichel we have is just a speck of intelligence that Hashem put into us. It's not something we have independent of Him. And it's a speck that we got from Him. Obviously, we cannot always understand everything that He understands. Just an ant try to teach an ant mathematics. He can't understand it because his brain is limited to what he needs for its life. Mathematics is not necessary for an ant to survive, even though he does all kind of complicated things in his life. Same thing with us. Our brain was perfectly designed for our needs to go through the physical world, to go through our spiritual life, to understand.
Kol Halashon.
And the Torah, which is the greatest part of the brain, loftiest part of the brain. But that's it. It's limited. Kedusha and Kivus Elikim, closeness to Hashem, is partially defined by the fact that I recognize Hashem is close to me, Mitzad Hasheni, He's Kodesh, 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 He's uplifted, He's way above, I have no Shaykh to Him. And then that's the second level after they say Kodesh, Kodesh, that they say that I recognize the Kedush of Hashem. Like we mentioned before, the Kedush of Hashem is not just up there, it permeates entire existence. It's something that is much more lofty than I am and anything I can even perceive. And we say, Baruch Kivoyd Hashem Im Koyma. That is the second thing that Malachim say. Baruch means they want to bring down the Shefa, they bring down the goodness from the revelation that Hashem revealed, that He revealed it, Mim Koyma. Kivoyd Hashem is what Hashem revealed to us. What we see from Hashem, Mim Koyma. His place. His place is only His place. We have no Shefa to it. That's message number two. So once again, in all this story of Malachim was saying that we recognize that behind the above our physical world, and within our physical world is an entire, much greater spiritual world that's constantly interacting between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing the goodness down and bringing our might into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with these Malachim, we recognize that Sach HaKol, they are Shluchim of Hashem. They don't have any independent koiches. Mitzad Hasheni, they have a greater recognition than we have. They have, and the greatness of the recognition is the fact that the recognition that Hashem is uplifted is in His place. He's way above and greater than any nivra, anything that He created. The most important thing, maybe, is the message that the Gemara in Chulin says. The Gemara in Chulin in Daf Tzadik Aleph and Chulin, that is an amazing thing. Says, let me read it inside. It says, Ein malachei hasholos oimim shir lamala ad sheyoyim yisrael lamata. That's an amazing statement. This whole thing that we're describing about the great event, daily event of the malachim going up and in unison, being mashabecha kodesh bohu, kodesh kodesh kodesh, baruch Hashem, baruch vayah Hashem and koimayim, all that event does not start till we say what we're saying. And this is the greatness of Klal Yisrael that we're bringing out also when we're saying this. When we're saying this Kedusha, we're not only recognizing this tremendous system that Hashem set up of Malachim from one level to the other, till the Kisei HaKovod, but we recognize the fact that we are the ones that activate them. Like we said before, the Malachim are just Shluchim, they're just messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to carry out His will. We are the ones and the only creations in the world that have Bechira Chofshes, free will. We're the ones that make the decision. How many can do an act of to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give Him Nachas Ruach. And when I do that, and I say I recognize all these things that we're saying in our tefillah, then the Malach HaShoah is bring that up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a tremendous Nachas Ruach that the creations in this world, Klal Yisrael in this world, recognize their goal, what they were created for, and they'll be Meshabech Me. And that, in essence, opens up the wellsprings of Brocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Malachim bring back down to us and to our personal lives and to the entire world. That is the most amazing thing that's happening over here. So basically, every morning when we're saying the Brocha for light, light, like we said, means clarity. And when we're saying the Brocha, we're thanking Hashem for the ability to have clarity and interact with the physical world, which is wonderful. Without that, we wouldn't be able to function in a normal fashion. And more than that, we're thanking Hashem and be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying a bracha to Hashem of our recognition of this whole amazing system that He set up between us and Him, Gavi Yochum, all these high levels of Malachi Yashores, which Mitzad Echad, they're much more spiritual than us, Mitzad Hasheni, it's our recognition that is activating their shields with Tishbohu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're keeping the whole world going. That's why it says, if Klal Yisrael wouldn't be around, the world would cease to exist. Because it's all there for us. No need for Malachim Stam, for Malachim, what does Hashem need Malachim for? He needs it because it's rotten was to create this physical world, which is tiny. And it's nature, that's everyone looks at it, you see these galaxies out there, just in the physical world, we're less than a tiny speck, less than one grain of all the grains of sand in the whole world, in respect to the entire physical world. But Lamaita, that's what it's all about. Physically, we're tiny. In our spirituality, we're less pure than Malachim. But we are the tachlis of the whole Bria. We are the thing that Hashem created the world to be native to us, to do good to us. And the way He does good to us is by the fact that He gives us the opportunity to overcome a Yetzirah and turn to Him and recognize everything I have is from You. And I'm a Shabech You every morning. From that light that I have in the morning when I wake up, to my recognition how every day you're making mechadish betuv v'cho yom tov in ma'aseh v'reishis. That's what I'm saying. Every day I recognize it's a new koyach, a new shef, and therefore I have to have a new shevach to You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be zeicha to take advantage of this beautiful bracha. Like we said, the bracha gives us more light, a deeper understanding of the entire Bria, and more than that, a deeper understanding of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. More so than even Malachi HaShores. Just want to finish with, in the Malachi HaShores itself says, Makabel Omel Shemaim Zemizev, Nois Nimrushu Zelazel, Haktish Yoysim Benach Azuach, Kulam Ke'echad Oynim Voynim, Be'yir HaKadosh Kadosh Kadosh. It's stressing the point that when somebody becomes more spiritual, each one's giving Rishus to one another. Chazal say, he's Makabel him, another one's Makabel him, till they decide, no one's going for it. We're all staying in unison. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to be unified. One unit. Ato Echad, Hashem is Echad. Omid Tamcho Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. We should learn from the Malachi HaShores. If we wouldn't have a Yetzirah, that's what we'd be. As unified as we can be. And it's another thing to take advantage of, that even though we're separated, feel how much we're unified. Daven for one another. Interact with one another. We can't see each other, maybe, physically, but at least give a call to somebody. Maybe we have an hanhaga that once a day everybody calls up one person they didn't speak to in the last week. It'll be a beautiful thing. Just for a few minutes, just ask how you're doing. May we zeicha to appreciate our greatness. We always be meshabecha to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu bring more light into our eyes. So be zeicha to the Kodesh of Tzion Tov Imheira.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.